Well, I'm kind of excited about today.
Today?
Yeah, we're going to go out to our little diner festivity, our little post-broadcast lunch that we do every day. But then I get to go to Sanders and Ford for truck shopping. I'll see you at dinner, babe.
If I'm lucky.
Boy. Oh, man. I've got a couple they've set out back that I want to test drive. And, oh, boy.
Speaking of Sanderson, don't forget to sign up. We're back full force to the Arizona staycation. Got a whole new list for the year. And lots of good contributors to the basket, too. So sign up.
And I think our next month's destination is Sierra Vista, correct?
The drawing for that is in 4 days, yes.
Oh, man. Y'all need to sign up for that. I'll even come be your personal tour guide.
You're like, okay, Rosa.
In a new Sanderson Ford truck, I
won't,
guess.
I won't intrude on your privacy, but I will show you places in Santa Cruz County that are just magnificent.
Well, some exciting news from, this is out of Electroverse, our solar cycle 25 that we're in is seeing sharp decrease in activity. And what does that mean? Snow, baby. Lots of snow. Austria. Snow levels nationwide are nearing a 10-year high. And there's areas in Turkey that have been cut off from snow slides. Can you imagine? What's that movie where they get cut off? They do it to themselves on purpose. The bunch of hillbillies go take a bunch of women out of the town and then go through the snow
seven
pass.
Seven brides for seven brothers? Oh, my gosh.
Shoot their guns and shut off the snow pass for
that's
a year.
The one.
Not quite like that, but here in America, Bear Valley between Tahoe and Yosemite's five-day snow forecast right now, 117 inches. 10 feet of snow.
Wow.
And that's
going to
pour
man.
Right into the San Joaquin Valley at runoff. Westlake Tahoe is expecting 77 inches. If you're traveling through Arizona, just be aware. And Flagstaff along I-40, they're expecting gusts of wind up to 45 miles an hour. 4 inches of snow below 6,000 feet. Above 8,000 feet, you could see as much as 9 inches.
And snowballs open, baby.
Along with sunrise.
Yeah, well, along with sunrise. That's right.
So that just be very excited to see what that will do to our runoff for next year. And one of the things
we'll take it. We'll take every drop we can get.
Every drop of water. And Tucson was featured in Water Online just about being the leading city of water problem solution.
They repurpose a lot of water.
And what they've been doing back to the 80s. For water conservation. And right now, you know, we talk about how Arizona, it's using as much water now as it was in the 50s with the population
That's right.
growth. And Tucson, the town itself, you know, in 2001 used about the same amount of water as they did in 1990 with 200,000 more people.
Yeah.
So just the, you know, we in Arizona are leaders in water conservation, water repurposing, water tools.
We better be.
And one of the things that they talk about that I finally, we mention it here a lot, but I don't see a lot of other people pushing it, but they call it the water energy nexus. And the energy conservation is water conservation. And one of the things that they're trying to do is the Tucson Million Tree Initiative to increase their tree shade canopy.
Tucson could use some more shade.
Which is the same thing City of Phoenix is doing.
Yeah, that's a great initiative.
And they're trying to increase from 13% to 25% of a shade canopy just
nice.
To reduce the cooling heat, the required. Energy load of electricity that comes in the summer heat. And one of the other things that they're doing, which I think we can help them with this, And this is the Phoenix Initiative. It's also what they call a green roof, which is actually painting it white with reflective paint.
Okay, all right.
Aside from that looking extremely tacky on a pitched roof over tiles, there is a cork product that you can spray over it that's even more effective. And it's something that one of our Tucson partners has started applying. And it's amazing. These cork products stick to everything. Cork never goes above 90 degrees and never drops below 50, so it's a great insulating product. You could spray it to the top of your roof. You could color it any color you want so it can match the existing tiles you have. You don't mind some color fading. The new cork's going to look a lot better. But that'll be a great outsolation solution that won't be this tacky white reflective paint.
Innovations for reducing this urban heat island effect. That's cool. I'd love to see that many trees in Phoenix and Tucson get planted. That'd be awesome. Energy conservation is water conservation. All right, it's the holiday season. Y'all mind your manners. Get off that, quit tailgating everybody. Put your shopping cart back up. Spread the joy.